91X News.
It's 1 degree and cloudy at 3 p.m. I'm Sam Norman with 91X News. Christmas can be a tough time of year as a parent, even more so if you're also a student. But as Sean Macy reports, there is help available.
For the past 4 years, students have been receiving help to ensure their children have the necessities they need around Christmas time. Lauren Deans is the nurse at Loyalist College, but around the holiday season, Deans and her assistant Debbie Bridger play more of a Santa Claus role. As a team, they provide students in financial need with donations that are received from fellow faculty members. Deans knows just how important that is to some parents.
We've had a parent come in and just really start the tears just flowing. She's going, "You have no idea what this is going to do. This has taken such a huge stress off of me." And you just go, wow.
Cash donations are accepted along with toys and clothes. Sean Macy, 91X News, Belleville.
A demonstration has turned ugly outside the U.S. consulate in Toronto this afternoon. More than 150 people have gathered to protest what they call a lack of action regarding the elections in Congo. There are reports from the scene that grass and dirt were thrown at police officers. A citywide call has been issued to bring in as many officers as possible to keep the situation under control. University Avenue is now closed both ways between Dundas and Queen Streets near the consulate. Ontario Provincial Police are offering a reward for any information regarding an unsolved murder. The body of Frankfurt resident Barbara Chapman was found in her home on January 23, 1984. A $50,000 reward is being offered by the police service for any information that leads to the arrest of those responsible. Any who wish to remain anonymous are encouraged to call Crime Stoppers, where they will be eligible for a reward up to $2,000. The FBI says the strange name of a militia in the state of Michigan was made up and has no meaning. 8 people accused of belonging to Hootery faced trial in February. A defense lawyer wants to know the names of informants who infiltrated the group. A 2008 FBI report that requested an investigation was filed in courts this week as part of the request. The report says Hootery was a name created as a joke by a son of leader David Stone. The government claims members were scheming to kill a police officer, then attack the funeral. One pleaded guilty Monday to a weapons charge. The report, first detailed by the Detroit Free Press, quotes Stone as saying that the government creates disasters so the public will thank it for restoring order. That's 91X News to 302. Here's Tim Baer with sports.
The Napanee Raiders this season. The Raiders have 8 wins compared to only 3 losses at the Strathcona Paper Center this season, but they're 0-6 on the road and sit in last place in the Empire B standings. With a win at home tonight against the Amherst View Jets, they'll move to within 1 point of Amherst View and Port Hope. Puck drop is at 7:30 tonight. The NHL has put its foot down regarding goaltender safety. League disciplinarian Brendan Shanahan suspended Nashville Predators forward Jordan Tutu for 2 games today. Tutu crashed into Buffalo Sabres goalie Ryan Miller in his crease on Saturday night. Shanahan said Tutu had more than enough time to avoid contact with Miller and made matters worse by jumping before impact. Saturday night's game was Miller's first since suffering a concussion back on November 12th. Tutu will miss out on $13,000 because of the suspension. The Toronto Maple Leafs are back home after a brief 2-game road trip. The Leafs welcome the ailing New Jersey Devils to the ACC tonight. 4 other Canadian teams are also playing tonight. Montreal hosts Columbus. Winnipeg welcomes the surging Boston Bruins. The Hurricanes are in Calgary, and Vancouver hosts Colorado. Montreal's new Major League Soccer team will look to make an impact next season. The Montreal Impact will make their MLS debut in Vancouver to face the Whitecaps on March 10th. The two teams were longtime United Soccer League rivals before the Whitecaps moved up to the MLS last season. That's sports. Here's Sam Norman with 91X Weather.
91X Weather. Today, cloudy with a 60% chance of flurries. Temperature steady near plus 1. Tonight, cloudy with a 60% chance of flurries. Low of minus 2. Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud with a 60% chance of flurries in the morning and afternoon. Temperature steady near plus 1. Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud. Low of minus 2 and a high of plus 2. Right now, it's 1 degree. I'm Sam Norman with Tim Baer. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.
This is 91X. CJLX 91.3 FM, Belleville.